Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. America is often called a nation of immigrants, and recently, finding out where you came from has become somewhat of a phenomenon. This week, we want you to meet some folks who are helping illustrate and preserve their heritage and the heritage of others.
My people were brought here on the bottom of a ship, and they were sold, and they were renamed.
Highlighting America's diverse heritage on this week's American Cafe. A recent report from MIT Technology Review said that more than 26 million people have taken DNA tests from at least one of the four major consumer genetics companies. The tests, from Ancestry, 23andMe, MyHeritage, and Gene by Gene, tell you where your ancestors came from and what percentage of which ethnic groups makes you, you. It's estimated that more than 100 million people will take these kinds of tests in the next 2 years. The questions, who am I and where do I come from, first troubled artist Zudeka Nzinga Terrell in elementary school. An assignment about family history made the impossibility of answering those questions clear to her. Now, Terrell and her husband have a new exhibit outside Washington that highlights African American history and lineage. Faith Lapidus narrates this report from Faiza El Masri.
Since early childhood, the questions, who am I and where did I come from, puzzled artist James Terrell and his wife, Zudeka Nzinga Terrell.
The white kids were able to get up and talk about hundreds of years of their background and where they come from and who they are. And it was me and one other black kid in the class who could go back to a plantation in Virginia, and that's it.
That's the inspiration behind the exhibit.
My people were brought here on the bottom of a ship, and they were sold, and they were renamed.
Disconnected from their original identity, over the years, Africans became African Americans with a new culture, and her art reflects that.
You'll see a lot of things that remind people of like African prints and African textiles, but you'll also see things that are reminiscent of American culture and American print and textile.
Hope and Grace showcases Nzinga Terrell's style with linear patterns of fabric stitching and touches of realism. James Terrell's style, reflected in Mamiwata, the first piece visitors see when they enter the exhibit, is more abstract. The black and white colors symbolize the era of slavery when Africans were brought to America in chains.
The lines are to symbolize the fact that people say that our race has been broken, but I say that we've been put back together and we're stronger as a people. The different colors represent the fact that we come from different backgrounds, but yet we all come together and we're still together to form a particular person or a particular feeling.
That gives their work a universal message.
And a lot of us in America, you know, immigration is part of a lot of families' history and stories. So I do think it's a relevant theme. It's a universal theme. I don't think it just relates to the African-American community.
When I first walked in, the colors and the shapes hit me first because I'm a mathematician and I love the geometry of the shapes and how they all fit together.
As soon as I walked in the main door, I was just... It was an awe experience. But when the lights were turned to blue, it was a whole different experience. Everything popped. You saw colors that you didn't even really recognize during the actual natural lighting.
The artists hope to take their exhibit on tour across America and around the world. For writer Faiza El Masri in Manassas, Virginia, Faith Lapidus, VOA News.
If you would like to see some of James and Zudeka Nzinga Terrell's art, visit our website, voanews.com. In 1981, photographer Bud Glick made his way to Manhattan's Chinatown with a camera and a plan to document life there. He was attracted to the people of Chinatown, who were reluctant to let a stranger into their largely closed-off world. But all that changed when residents began seeing some of Glick's photographs. Anna Rice narrates this report from New York, written by Anna Nelson.
History and context turn these pictures into a treasure. They document life in Manhattan's Chinatown at a time when it was one of the most closed communities in New York.
When I first started doing this work, I was 29 years old. And now I'm 67.
Bud Glick began taking the black and white photographs in 1981. The Museum of Chinese in America asked him to photograph Chinatown. He quickly became captivated.
My impression was the sheer population density, the vibrant street life, just blew me away.
But it took residents a while to warm up to him.
So I'm walking down the street. People are saying, no picture, no picture. I even had someone throw a bucket of water at me once. Not the bucket, but the water. But I was walking down the street, and all of a sudden, it's a cold January day, all of a sudden, a man named Frankie Wong turns to me, and with a big smile on his face says, take my picture. So for me, that's an invitation.
After residents saw the photographs, they invited him into their lives. Cramped laundry rooms, tiny closets where men played mahjong, small apartments, and untidy clothing factories. Glick digitized the pictures over a period of 30 years and published them online. Then one day he received an email with a picture attached. It was a photo of Frankie Wong, the subject of his first photo in Chinatown.
And then he says, just to show you what it was like for me growing up in Chinatown, I'm attaching a photograph of me with my father and my little brother.
Glick immediately sent the young men more pictures of him and his family. Today, the photos document an era in Chinatown that has changed since. The community is not as closed or tightly knit. Many immigrant communities have dissolved and blended with others. But in much of Chinatown, Glick still remains a very special guest. For Anna Nelson in New York, Anna Rice, VOA News.
To see some of Bud Glick's photos of Chinatown, visit our website, voanews.com. Thanks for joining us this week. I'd love to hear your questions or comments. You can post them on our Facebook page, VOA American Cafe. To hear previous episodes of our program, log on to our website, voanews.com. Until next time, I'm David Byrd in Washington. Thanks for listening.